Month of June is designated as Migraine Awareness Month. There's some new research that you might want to know about. We have with us this morning Dr. Stuart Tepper, the neurology professor at the Geisel School of Medicine at Dartmouth Medical School, and also with us someone who suffers from migraines, Lisa G. Doctor, let's start with you. First of all, migraines, people think of those, you know, sort of as a headache. It may be classified somewhere in there. What exactly is a migraine?
Well, migraine is a significant neurologic illness. It's much more than a bad headache. Migraine is associated with nausea, with intolerance to light and noise, and an attack can last from hours to days and keeps coming back over and over again. It's an extremely common neurologic disorder. It occurs in 12% of the general population. Up to 38 million people in the United States have migraine. And because it occurs so frequently and is so disabling, the World Health Organization listed it in the top two most disabling diseases for years lived with disability across a lifetime.
Doctor, you say it comes back. Is there something that triggers it?
Well, we have such great news because we've begun to understand the causes of migraine, and one of the causes for most patients is the release of a chemical outside the brain, and that chemical is called calcitonin gene-related peptide, or CGRP, and CGRP, when it's released, causes all the symptoms of the migraine, including the pain. We have new drugs that target CGRP, or the docking station to which it binds, and these medications can prevent migraine and transform people's lives.
Lisa, let's talk with you. When did you first start experiencing migraines?
Thank you, Bruce. My experience with migraine began in my teens, and luckily back then I was able to control it to a point with over-the-counter medications. Fast forward about 15 years ago, they were getting much, much worse, and I was diagnosed with episodic migraine. And then fast forward again, as they were getting really out of control, it was hard to function on a daily basis. It was affecting my family, my life, my ability to make plans. And I started doing a lot of advocating for myself, research, looking at the news and hearing about some of the medications that Dr. Tepper just mentioned. And in November of 2018, I started a monthly Aimovig injection, and my personal experience has been very good. My monthly migraine days are significantly decreased.
And that obviously adds to the quality of your life during those times, I would imagine.
Yes, indeed, it does.
Doctor, is it more likely to happen in women and men, or are the women just the ones that we sort of know about? Because when I think of migraines, there is sort of a gender difference on this.
It's 3-1, women to men. So it's almost a fifth of women in the general population that have migraine, almost 20%, and about 6% of men, so 18% to 6%. We don't know why there is that difference, but it is a female-predominant disorder.
And talk about, I guess, what people can do. What is this new treatment or therapy that's being applied towards this?
These are anti-CGRP therapies. They're called monoclonal antibodies. And what people can do is, if they have disabling migraine or headache, they should discuss these with their healthcare provider. They don't work for everybody. Not every person is a suitable candidate for them. And although the side effects are infrequent, they have to be discussed and considered. But in general, they're very well tolerated and work for the majority of people in whom they're tried. So the first step is to have somebody with disabling headache contact their healthcare provider and discuss the possibility of new treatments.
What have you heard people do in the past to try to get through those migraine days, doctor?
Well, migraine has two basic groups of medicines: preventive medicines that in the past people had to take on a daily basis in an oral manner, and now with the new treatments can take with a small subcutaneous injection once a month. And then as-needed treatments, where when they get a migraine, they take a migraine-specific medicine or another medicine or an over-the-counter medicine to try to terminate the attacks. The new treatments as of this year are all preventive treatments. The migraine-specific as-needed treatments came out in the 1990s.
Does it progress? Lisa mentioned how it started one way and then moved on. Is that usually the pattern? If people just are, if they try to just sort of live with it, does it just progress and become more disabling?
It is not always progressive, but between 2-3% of people who start with episodes of migraine lasting 4 to 72 hours over and over again with headache-free time in between, about 2-3% of those people will progress to daily or near-daily headache every year. So when you add it all up, that's a lot of people progressing to daily headache. And the good news is, again, that the new medicines work in the discrete migraines, the episodic migraines, and in the chronic migraines, people who have them every day.
Lisa, any advice for people who know someone with migraines, who live with them, maybe, of how to best deal with those situations, coming from your standpoint?
Well, I was very proud of myself that I did my research and found the right doctor and had these discussions. And my recommendation would be, if you are suffering from migraine, to do that for yourself. Have these discussions. They're important. It's a very exciting time for we migraine sufferers, and you should advocate for yourself, get to the bottom of it, and find out more for yourself.
And where, doctor, can we find out more about this new research and these types of treatments?
There are excellent websites. I usually send my patients to one of two, the CHAMP website, which is a website under a patient umbrella, and the website for the American Migraine Foundation. And in Cleveland, there are headache centers at both University Hospital and the Cleveland Clinic.
Well, we appreciate your time and some good news for some migraine sufferers. Lisa, we appreciate you telling your story. And, doctor, thanks for this new treatment that's out there. We appreciate you getting the word out.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Lisa G., who suffers from migraines, and Dr. Stuart Tepper, neurology professor at the Geisel School of Medicine at Dartmouth Medical School.